point is, she's bar v'yis'ametz eitzel odom achavoso b'lomo. What my particular obligations are, based on my talents and my circumstances. What am I supposed to do? U'd'matzor sh'yosim ma'boto ma'gomoso b'chol asheru omel kol yimei chayov. L'odom l'omel yulot. So we manage to keep busy, and we work hard at it. So the shaila always is, but for what tachlis? What's the purpose? And he says the two things that we have to keep in mind, which maboto magamoso, migamoso. And I think what he means by that is one is short range and one is long range. Mabat is what's here and now in front of me. What do I have to do right here and now? Whatever, I have a certain responsibility, a mitzvah to do, whatever. That's what I have to do here and now. So I have to be focused on doing what I'm supposed to do here and now. But I do need a sensitivity to how it lends itself to what I'm ultimately trying to accomplish in this world. I'm trying to get someplace. What are the goals? So I have to always ask myself, right now I'm doing something and I have to do it. But I also have to keep an eye to make sure that I'm focused on what I'm supposed to get to, on what I want to get to. And anything that a person does, and every project that we have in this world, so there's an ultimate goal. But until we get to that ultimate goal, there are a lot of steps along the way. And I have to be mindful of the steps that are along the way and attend to them properly. But I also have to have an overarching view of where I'm going. I don't want to get caught up in the details and lose sight of where I'm headed. I can make the details can become such an ikar that I forget what the goal is. So a person has to have two types of approaches. There's an approach as a perspective of here and now. What do I have to do? I woke up today. What do I have to do today to fulfill my obligations in Avodas Hashem? But I also have to have a sense of where I would like to get to. And to keep focused that what I'm doing here and now is actually, at the end of the day, going to bring me is a step towards where I'm trying to get to. Whatever it is a person wants to accomplish, it doesn't, whether a person has an accomplishment in midas that he wants to do, wants his character to be more refined, whether he wants to have more nedivah saleif, to have more compassion for others, whether he wants to have a greater focus on Talmud Torah. They're all worthy goals in life. So, but there are a lot of steps we take along the way till we get there. We don't just press the button and get there. There are a lot of things we have to do along the way. So we have to be mindful of the things that I have to do along the way, and yet cognizant of where I'm trying to get to make sure that I don't make a wrong turn, to make sure I don't get caught up just in the here and now without a sense of where I'm trying to go to. The Vilna Gaon, it's interesting, warns of the problem in the other direction. And Eben Shleimer, the Vilna Gaon warns us that sometimes what the Yetzer Hara does is we get so caught up in the goal that we have no joy in the process of getting there, in the here and now. I'm always looking to where I want to get, and I'm not there yet, so I'm frustrated. So what do I experience now? I experience the frustration of not being where I want to be. So the Gaon warns us that we have to be very, very careful in the here and now to have joy in that which, what we did today. But I still have to be, there has to be a certain longing or recognition that I'm not where I want to be. That's what drives me forward. But I cannot let that captivate me to the extent that I don't have joy in what I'm doing now. So the Vilna Gaon warns of the opposite problem, that we can get so caught up in the goal that we lose satisfaction in the here and now. And a person can't live like that. Not a way to live. So it's from both sides. We can't get caught up in the here and now and not lose sight of the goal. We cannot be so obsessed with the goal that we can't enjoy the here and now. So this, I think, is Maboto or Magamosa. Maboto is what's here and now. What do I have to look at today? Magamosa was the ultimate goal, where I'm trying to get. So we have to factor both of them in as we go along. And v'chol asher omel kol yimei chayof. And here the Mesilas Yisroel is a taskmaster. You know, we live in a society which, I mean, it's silliness to the extent of what goes on in our society. We're running society today on a model which they made in the 1930s or earlier. It could be that Bismarck already had this model back in 19th century Germany. Right, that if someone's supposed to retire at the age of 65, makes no sense whatsoever. Baruch Hashem, people are living well and they're living long and they can be productive. So what in the world are we telling a guy that can be productive to stop playing golf at 65 years old? That's what you have to do for the world. So Mishigas Shein Kamo. So the Ramchal tells us, Lozo Aderech. He tells us, B'chol HaSharu Omel, and everything that we toil for, and Kol Yimei Chayov, as long as we're in this world. If I woke up this morning and I'm in this world, then the Rebbe Shalom wants me to do something about it, and to push the envelope. So there's no retiring. You know, we can retire from secular pursuits because, you know, we can reach a point in life that we don't need them anymore. But ultimately, there's a mindset that's not healthy. And that mindset is that it's not only from secular things that people retire, but they retire in general. They feel retired. You know, they did what they have to do in life already. You know, now they sit back, you know, and the chabbis play cards, play golf, whatever the thing is, you know. Lozu aderech. A person has to feel vital. A person has to feel that he has what he could do. If the Eibishter gave him koyach, the Eibishter gave him ability, the Eibishter gave him life, it's omel kol yimei chayav. There's something to do. And I have to feel vibrant about it. Not like, oh, okay, it's, you know, whatever, I'll do a little something and be yetzi. No, the Eibishter gave us koyachos. And in some regards, the koichas that a person has later in life are much greater than the koichas of earlier. In the earlier koichas in life, people have youthful energy. Tremendous amounts of energy. But chochma sachayim, we're not born with. Chochma sachayim is acquired for a ruba of the world by living. As a person goes on in life, he may not have his youthful energy anymore. He's not 20 years old anymore. But he has much more chokhmah, an understanding of how to live life, what to do in life. And that's a very, very important part, integral part of Avodas Hashem. But, you know, if a person's feeling retired, then, you know, so that's what the Ramchal said, then what's he going to do? He's retired. So the Ramchal tells us, I woke up this morning, I'm here, and then I'm here to do a day's work. That's what the Rebbe Shalom wants for me. And to accomplish everything that I could accomplish at this moment. You know, the Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, he got married for the second time. He was 70 years old when he remarried. And he told his wife that she doesn't have to be concerned about marrying an old man. He says, anything that a younger husband could take care of, I will take care of too. And at 90, the Chofetz Chaim was still moving. At 90, he was still going. At 90, he called a meeting, the Polish government, as anti-Semites. They made a decree. They wanted to make a decree in 1930 that all the teachers in yeshivas have to, I think, have university degrees and they have to speak Polish, which would have closed down all the chinuch in Poland. So the Chofetz Chaim was 90 years old then. At 90 years old, the Chofetz Chaim called a meeting of Kol Gdolei Yisrael, Litvisha, Chassidisha, in Warsaw. And he would not take no for an answer from anybody. He said, this date, everyone has to show up. And the Belzer Rebbe basically never went to any place. The Bulgariah Rav, who was his brother, who later became the Rebbe when he died. This Rebbe is the son of the Bulgariah Rav's brother. So he asked the Bulgariah Rav could come to represent him. And the Chofetz Chaim said, no, to come yourself. And Kol Gdolei Yisrael came in at 90 years old. What did the Chofetz Chaim tell them? The Chofetz Chaim told them the following. He said that the Zkenim couldn't go up on Har Sinai. Why couldn't the Zkenim go up on Har Sinai? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro and they were going to the palace, they got frightened and they dropped out before they got there. So the Abish said, you dropped out, so you'll be a dropout by Mount Torah too. You won't be able to go all the way to Har Sinai. So he says, I'm going to have to lead the delegation. He said, that's my achray, as the Chofetz Chaim said. And I'll have to speak to the Polish Prime Minister, and it could be, you know, we'll be accused of we're threatening insurrection. And who knows what the Einish they'll decide to give us. That's my problem, he said, that I have to lead it. He said, but I'm telling you that if anyone is too frightened to accompany me, and they drop out and they don't want to come with me, I'm telling you now that when you go upstairs to Gan Eden, they're going to throw you out of your place in Gan Eden, no less than they threw out this Canaan from going into the palace, to going to Har Sinai. At 90 years old. And he went and he spoke to the Polish Prime Minister and he carried the day to Chofetz Chaim. But that was at 90 years old. He gathered all Chachmei Yisrael and the Chofetz Chaim was the God of Ador and he let him know he was the God of Ador. And that's it. And didn't mince words. At 90. And maybe at a lot older, we don't even know. The Chofetz Chaim might have been 10 years older than we think he was. Some say. Minimum of 90. So that's what the Vesilas Hashem tells us. Kol Yemei Chayav. We don't have time to retire in this world. From Shtuyot, we have time to retire. There's a lot of shtuyot. And they're all different. Some of the shtuyot at one point in life are important, and other points in life they're not important. But what's truly important, there's no time to retire from. Good night, Rabbi Yisai. There will not be a shiur Mitzvah Shem Thursday night. There's a shul chasid. I'm not going to be here.